Now you may say, has God declared war? Is this revealed in Scripture? Yes, it is. And it's revealed very early in Scripture too, because it's revealed in Genesis chapter 3. It was revealed straight after the fall, as soon as Satan landed on the planet, and in the disguise of the serpent, bringing himself in union with the serpent, he plunged mankind into sin and into the fall. Satan came into the garden in his tyranny. The new rebel against God in his tyranny came into the earth to terrorize humanity. And he did terrorize humanity and still does. And he overthrew the human race and its father, Adam. Now, Adam was culpable in that. There's no question about that. The guilt of Adam's sin was real. And that guilt was imputed onto his people, onto his seed. But grace came. And it came accompanied with an intention of warfare. Endless and perpetual warfare until it came to its grand conclusion in the last day. Endless and perpetual warfare against Satan, against his tyranny, and against his kingdom, and against sin. And God declared that war, and he blasted the trumpet of the declaration of that war into the ears of the serpent himself. For the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And then God revealed this. And I, Almighty God, will put enmity. I'll put it there. Warfare, enmity, conflict. I will put conflict and enmity, an unbreakable, endless enmity until the final victory. I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and the woman's seed, and it, the seed, shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. It's a picture of being locked in combat with the serpent, and the serpent's head being crushed, and the seed's heel being bruised. It's a conflict. And so whenever mankind fell, the good and holy God did not ignore this. He didn't leave the world under the dominion of Satan. He didn't leave the field and cause it to enter into eternal darkness and never see the light of day and of grace. But no, he came into the field that the serpent thought he had obtained, the field that the serpent thought he had got dominion over the earth and over the human race. But God came into the field. He didn't leave the field, but in the field he declared war. Endless. Perpetual warfare. He declared battle, and he deals with those who strive against their Creator. He instituted war. He constituted an army against Satan and Satan's seed. He constituted the armed forces. Satan, Satan's seed, the woman's seed, he constituted the battle forces, he constituted the conflict, and he declared the champions. The woman's seed will bring battle. The Lord here in the garden speaks with uncompromising authority to the devil. And the church is to engage in that conflict with the same uncompromising determination. The enmity is placed by God, and the conflict is perpetual, and we do not cease the warfare until we have all crushed Satan's head under our feet.